Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Every now and then, you and I have a question or there's something in the news about wills and estates and about the management of elderly people. Carrie Peck is the managing partner at Peck Ritchie. Hey, Carrie, it's John Williams. Thanks for joining us again.
How are you today? Thanks for having me.
Britney Spears was in the news this week, Carrie. I don't know if you saw that, but she is going to try and regain control of her estate. Have you been following that story?
I have seen it from time to time. I understand there's a new documentary out from the BBC. And, you know, Britney has been the subject of a guardianship in California. They call it conservatorship, which is a determination by a court that in this case, Britney did not have the mental capacity and the wherewithal to manage her finances. And her father has been appointed to manage the finances. She's been opposed to that for a period of time. There's been a bank involved, yep. Potentially another bank. So, you know, it's quite a mess. Apparently she's accumulated $60 million as a result of her success in music.
And I think the last person in the world that should have his hand on that is her father, and yet they can't seem to break his grip on that. But, you know, I think maybe more relevant to all of us is our parents may be slipping mentally. They're not as able to understand what their assets are or what should happen. And when that happens, do the adult children literally take over the management of the parents' assets?
Well, it's a great question, John. And as you know, it's becoming increasingly a common problem with the aging of America. What we can do is plan in advance to have that transition from the older adult, the parents, to the children go very smoothly with the execution of what we call an assigning of durable powers of attorney here in Illinois. And in Illinois, we have two types of powers of attorney, a power of attorney for the management of property or assets and a power of attorney for the management of health care. And if an individual signs those documents and names an agent, for example, if I name you, should I no longer be capable of making decisions to manage my health care or manage my assets, we can do that outside of court very smoothly. On the other hand, if there's no planning at all and no documents signed, and the children need to take over because perhaps mama's or dad is stricken with Alzheimer's disease or had a stroke and can't make their decisions any longer, then it's necessary to go into the Circuit Court of Cook County right. and file a what I call a lifetime probate case or a guardianship to determine from a medical perspective and integrate that with the judge's viewpoint and the Illinois Probate Act into determining is mom or dad capable of making their own decisions. And again, that comes in the format of are they capable of making decisions regarding their assets or are they capable of making decisions regarding the management of their health care?
Well, how does a judge or a court know that? They're not living with mom and dad. They didn't know what it was like when they said something ridiculous the other day. And you know what I mean? I mean, that's...
I do know what you mean, and I think it's a great point. The court requires and the law requires here in Illinois that we have a medical examination, and that medical report and examination must occur within 90 days of the filing of the guardianship. So we get current medical circumstance evaluation. Does mom have Alzheimer's? Did mom have a stroke? If so, what impact has it had on their cognitive functions? Mm-hmm. Are they able to manage their affairs? If not, who should potentially be? The doctor has an obligation to write the diagnosis, which, again, might be Alzheimer's or some other type of cognitive impairment, a prognosis, what's the future of mom, where should mom live, can she live at home with care, or does she have to go into a facility? So that type of current information is provided to the judge.
Let me ask you this, because it seems to me like it's also more subtle for a lot of us, that it's not a sudden, oh, wow, they're disabled mentally, but it's a slow thing. And maybe the adult is, the grandparent, the senior citizen is a little defensive about you're judging their inability to do it. You know, I mean, so at the time where they might be most able to make a rational decision about this, they don't want to give up their assets or the control of them because they can handle it. Then when they need to make the decision to turn them over, they're not sufficiently rational about it. And so then they won't give up the control of their assets that way either. You see what I'm saying? It's hard to find that sweet spot where they're well enough to know that they're not going to be well enough to manage their affairs.
No, I understand, and that's what the beauty of using this advanced planning document, because when you sign it, you don't give up control of the management of your own assets.
Oh.
You only give up control when you're not capable of making those decisions.
And can you volunteer that, Kerry? Does it usually happen where the senior citizen goes, yeah, you know what, guys, I know yesterday I wasn't well, or lately I'm not confident about this, so you guys do it. Does it happen that way?
Well, it does happen, and that document can be designed and written in two different formats. One is the agent, again, if I name you to manage my affairs, you can take over under the terms of the document today, or, using your example, I'm reluctant to give anybody authority to manage my assets.
Yeah.
The document is then written and says, only upon a doctor's certification does my agent take over.
Let me ask
so
you this.
There's the protection.
I watched a movie last week. What we all did. Brenda, me, Griffin, my son, and Daisy, our dizzy dappled dachshund. And we watched a movie called I Care a Lot, which was fascinating to me. I don't know if it was a great movie, but in the movie, there's a couple of women who prey on senior citizens who are living at home or living in nursing homes, and they take over the control of the estate of these people, sometimes appointed by a court, and then they just rip them off. It struck me as very fictional. What was your take on that movie?
Well, I think it's Hollywood drama. I mean, you know, here in Illinois, we have safeguards to prevent that type of situation. When a guardianship is filed, the court appoints a guardian ad litem, a lawyer, to go out and talk to, in that case, you know, Ms. Peterson, and find out if she really needs a guardian, and she has the right, Ms. Peterson, to have a lawyer appointed for her if she opposes the guardianship. So there are a lot of protections here in Illinois in the law that you didn't see in that movie. In addition, in that movie, you saw them grab her house and virtually an hour later take it and try and sell it. In Illinois, you'd have to go into court and ask the court for authority to sell it. So there are a lot of protections that Hollywood drama didn't have.
But in that movie, it did make you worry that there are people within that system you're describing who might prey on these people. Is that happen much, or is that also a fiction?
I think it's a fiction. I've not seen the corruption that they point, you know, have in this movie. I think that, you know, don't forget, in the movie, the doctor wrote a false report in exchange for getting stock. I mean, you know, this type of corruption, I've never seen it, and I've been doing it for 40 years.
Well, we say in that commercial we do for you sometimes, you help the Illinois legislature write the laws in Illinois about this or something like that. Is that right? What happened?
No, that's correct. That's absolutely correct. I helped the legislature write the laws regarding elder abuse and regarding the powers of attorney and regarding a change in the law as to how much you can leave to a caregiver and things like that. So, you know, we're working very hard to protect older adults virtually every day.
One last thing. What is the amount? Isn't there a set amount of money that the person can leave for their gift, a caretaker? Am I making any sense there? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, there's a relatively new statute. It relates to caretakers. If a caretaker receives in excess of $20,000, that gift is presumed to be fraudulent. And then the caregiver has to demonstrate to the court that it was not fraudulent. So it's a very high burden. And as a result, you know, if you want to leave something nice for your caregiver, it has to be less than $20,000 in value.
Or make it clear, I don't know, there should also be a way, that sounds very generous, but there should be a way. But there is a way to get over that threshold if you want, I presume, right?
Well, I think that the way to do it would probably be with kind of a number of steps. For example, have the individual evaluated by a doctor to determine that they're not unduly influenced by the caregiver and that they're not being taken advantage of and things like that. But in general, we're trying to build a wall to protect older adults, and this is an example of exactly that wall.
Some really interesting looking people in that I Care a Lot movie, but I'm glad to hear your review of it, that it's not like that out there in the Wild West. Carrie Peck is the managing partner at Peck Ritchie. PeckRitchie.com is the website, and I'll call you again another day. Carrie, it's always good to hear your voice.
Thanks, John. Have a great day. Thanks for having me.